Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. Picking up with New Morning Mercies today, I'm going to jump right in, but I did want to let you know that it is a little wordy, but it's also incredibly powerful. So I may read it a little slower than normal just to make sure stuff can sink in, because the author is really smart. Human beings who were created to live in awe of God are in grave danger when familiarity causes them to be bored with God. Familiarity is a beautiful thing. It's wonderful to be familiar with a beautiful piece of music. It means you've been blessed to hear it over and over again. It's a blessing to be familiar with roses because it means you have had the privilege of having bushes nearby that you lay your eyes on every day. But the blessing of blessings is to be familiar with the ways, the character, the presence, and the promises of God. That means that grace has bridged the separation between you and God and has drawn you into close communion with Him. It also means that the Spirit of God has opened your eyes, your heart, and your mind to the things of God, so that what was once foolishness to you now brings you hope, comfort, and joy. Yes, familiarity is a wonderful thing, but it can also be a very dangerous thing. Here is the scary dynamic of familiarity. The more you are near something and the more familiar it becomes, the less you actually see and appreciate that thing in the way you once did. When you first bought your house, perhaps you were blown away by the grand, majestic 200-year-old tree that stood regally in the backyard. But something has happened as the years have gone by. You don't really see the tree anymore. It doesn't blow you away anymore. And the only time you talk about it is when you complain that you have to rake up piles of leaves it annually drops. Familiarity can be a dangerous thing. Now here's the vertical connection. Every human being was designed by God to have his hopes, dreams, choices, words, actions, desires, and motivations shaped by a jaw-dropping, heart-controlling, life-shaping all of God. I'm going to read that sentence one more time. Now here's the vertical connection, which is the connection between us and God. Every human being, you and me, were designed by God to have our hopes, to have our dreams, to have our choices and our words and our actions, our desires and our motivations shaped by a jaw-dropping, heart-controlling, life-shaping all of God. The stunning reality of God's existence and His grandeur and glory were meant to be at the center of human consciousness. We were all meant to live with a God awareness and, because of that awareness, to live in a God-word way. All of God was designed to be the principal motivation for everything we would ever do. But something happens to us as we are drawn into a close relationship with God and are blessed to live close to His secret things. Familiarity causes us to lose our all of God. What once stunned us doesn't anymore. What produced worship in our hearts doesn't anymore. What caused us to act with hope and courage doesn't anymore. What caused us to say no to sin and yes to righteousness doesn't anymore. I am afraid that many of us have lost our all of God and we don't even know it. Is there evidence in your life that you are all deficient? Cry out for eyes to see once again, for a heart ripped by all once again, and be thankful for the grace that assures you that you will be heard and you will be answered. And maybe the reason I thought this one was so strong is because I think it just speaks into so much, I think, of where I've been. I think that it's easy to kind of put on our Christian badge, right? We got our Christian card in the mail. We carry it in our wallet or our purse, whatever. And we carry it around with us. And it meant a lot more to us as in certain seasons than it does in others. And then what it becomes is what was once like the most important thing to me is now just a piece of me. And then I start trying to adapt all these like healthy Christian habits, daily devotionals, daily prayer time, going to church, small group, all this other stuff, right? And I'm not knocking on those things. Hear me, please on that. I'm not knocking on those things. What I am saying is that I used to do them because I was in shock that a good God would love a person like me, and he would die for a person like me, and that he would give me life and life abundant, and he would comfort me, and he would give me peace, and he would give me guidance and direction. And it felt so incredible. But then it became this almost routine where it's just like, oh yeah, this is what I do. But the connection felt lost. It felt hollow. Ever heard of something being gilded? There's this thing called like the Gilded Age, which is like plated by gold, but it's hollow on the inside. And that's how I felt for a certain season of my life, is where it was like, yes, I'm a Christian, and yes, I pray, and yes, I do all these things, but that connection wasn't really there. And the, better said, the all of God wasn't really there. It had diminished. There's just such thing as diminishing returns. You know, think about your favorite meal. If you eat it every single day for a year, it maybe won't be your favorite meal anymore. And we see it again and again and again. We see it in how people treat their relationships. We see it how they're so excited to get into a relationship, and then a year later, they're venting to their friends about each other, and they're resentful and different things. And this stuff happens, okay? We can't let it happen with our relationship with God. We need, just like what this devotional said, this is like life-changing. This shapes our life. Like, Christianity isn't a piece of our life. It changes everything. This is why we talked about what we did on yesterday's podcast about, like, we were created by him for him. And whenever we're operating not in sync with how the creator created his creation to operate, we're like abusing ourselves, so to speak. And we need to be used in the right context, which is to witness his glory and experience his glory and give glory to him. And so I think with this specific one, if you're someone who is looking to recapture that all of God, there's a book that I recommend called The All of God. I'll put it in the link of this episode. And yeah, I think about how I was when I first gave my life to Christ. And I think about that fire and that zeal that I had for him, and that excitement around it. And I would love to recover that. I would love to feel like just, you know, that born again, you know, but our mercies are new every day. And today is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Let's not let the weight of time and diminishing returns impact our relationship with God in a negative way. Let's make sure that we press into him and we take all of those distractions that we have, all the areas in life that we're needed, we offer those to him, and we surrender our desires, our wants, our needs, our goals, our plans, our hurts, the unspoken things. We surrender that to him, and then we find freedom, and then we find wholeness. And then we find contentment, and then we find peace, and then we find our King. And so that's just kind of where I'm at right now, is really wanting to just like embrace him because he's God and not just this, you know, this guy in the sky who wrote a book and it gives me tips for living in a healthy way. Like, no, I want the all of God. I want the inspiring connection of being close to my Creator, because that's what I was created for. I'm going to pray something out. Lord, you are so incredible. Lord, we take you for granted. We don't honor you the way that we should. We don't worship you with our whole heart and our whole life. We profess, Lord, with our tongue, but sometimes our actions don't align, Lord. Lord, we just ask for forgiveness for all the times that we have not given you the respect, the honor, and the awe that you deserve. You are worthy of our worship. You are a good God, and we don't want to treat you like a genie in the bottle, check off my wish list stuff. I'm going to go my way. Thanks for dying for me, God. We don't want that mentality, God. We want the, you died for me. How can I live for you, God? We want that mentality. We love you, Lord, and we pray in your son's name. Amen, y'all. Amen, y'all. Now's that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to the Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece. And don't forget that we love you. Told scenes.